Welcome to your daily devotional, July 17th, a sign given by God, Luke chapter 11, in verse 29. This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. This was Jesus' condemnation to the generation that lived in the days of his first advent. Jesus had done many signs, wonders, miracles, and healings, yet the people refused to believe. From the point of our text forward, the only sign that folks could have expect was the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah the prophet was that of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We find this reference in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40, which incorporates Jonah chapter 1 in verse 17. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The sign of the Lord's victory would also be associated with a proclamation exhorting faith and repentance. And we have this in the very next verse in Luke chapter 11 and verse 30, taken from Jonah chapter 3. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. These events really happened in the life of Jonah, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead absolutely did happen, over 500 brethren bearing witness to this indisputable fact of history. Today, it is common for people to be seeking a sign, some miraculous thing. Some challenge God as if the Almighty must do the bidding of men to prove himself. Others will not simply believe the gospel by faith, instead waiting for some miraculous sign. If they had only believed the gospel, their hearts would have been regenerated by the Spirit of God, and they would have experienced the miracle of a new birth. Christian, rejoice in this, if God has awakened you to faith, and rejoice in the sign of Jonah the prophet. This sign is a blessed assurance of the resurrection of the dead unto eternal life. It is life everlasting. It is the greatest sign given by God.